If you don't have time, it's the news, according to me. I don't even know what that means. I have no idea what that means. This has got a weird sound to it today. What's going on with this? It sounds weird. Maybe it's because I'm wearing a hat. Probably what it is. I don't know. Maybe I always sound this way. I just didn't realize I sounded this. If I have my... I don't know. It is Tuesday, December 17th, 7:19 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host with the most, Chai. I have chai with... I got this new creamer. I don't even remember what the name of it is. It's something different. I don't know. Wife picked this up, but I don't know what it is. Like a cinnamon creamer of some kind. It's kind of cinnamony. A little too much cinnamon. I probably put too much creamer in it. But nonetheless, it's creamer. There it is. I'll be in Cedar Rapids tomorrow morning, and I will be in Memphis the morning after that. I don't know how that's going to go. Memphis, yeah, I think Memphis I can have a show. So tomorrow I'll have a show from Cedar Rapids. Thursday morning I'll have a show from Memphis. Memphis, thank you very much. From Memphis, go down to Graceland probably. Check it out. And I have, what am I going to do? Friday's going to be a tough day. I've got to go to Newark on Friday, and I don't know, because I have to get, check out this drone thing. So I'm heading off to Newark to see what's going on there. And I have to get up pretty early. It's going to be a long day of traveling. Go from Cedar Rapids. I think I got to go through Chicago. And then wherever I go, I don't know. Out to Newark, New Jersey. And then I get done. I get back home on Friday night, and I've got to get back home because I got to go to a wedding this weekend. So I'm not sure. Unless there's some kind of special report on Saturday. There probably won't be a show on Friday. So just so you know, just so you can prepare, mark that on your calendar so you don't waste your time. I know a lot of you sit around waiting for a show, sit there by your computer waiting for the announcement that there's a show because you have nothing else to do. Your life hangs on this show, basically. You just barely survive till the next show because it's the show. About the news, according to Kevin, or news according to me, which I'm Kevin, so it's me. Yeah. I know some of you have that struggle, so I'm trying to help you with that a little bit there. I don't know why I'm getting so raspy with my voice. In a world where one man with a podcast. I have, speaking of voiceover stuff, that's going pretty well these days. What is that going on? I have in my backup cup, by the way, is it took me 5 minutes to just tell you what was in my first cup. It's going to take about 10 minutes to tell you. That's the apple cider. Got apple cider in there in the second cup there. Got a little sinus drainage or something. I don't know what's going on with my voice here this morning. You may not be able to notice the difference, but I can sure tell the difference. Kind of interesting. Anyway, onward and upward. We have a little bit more about the drone stuff. This guy, this Saxon guy, I was kind of waiting for this guy. There's a guy named, is it Keegan? What was the guy's name? I was just listening to him. What was he saying? Let's see if he's still on here. Macbeth. Macbeth is the guy's name. He's got, yeah, Ryan Macbeth. I was kind of waiting for him to come out. And there's another guy that came out with some information. They're usually pretty good. They're military analysts. They're kind of have their hobby. That's not what they have some intel information. It has some intel background. This Ryan Macbeth guy, I think he's a little bit over exaggerated in his abilities. I think a little bit. He would probably disagree with me on that because he's a little bit. I can spot these people. Trust me. He's got he's a little bit of an egomaniac, I think. Likes to think of himself as the smartest person in the room. I just, that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's just say that those people are, I can spot them because because everybody knows who the smartest person, when I walk in the room, they know who the smartest person is. I just want to get away, just want to make that clear. Everybody knows. Even Ryan Macbeth would know, but he won't admit it, of course. Here comes that guy. When I walk in the room, they all point. Sometimes they laugh and smile because they're uncomfortable with such a smart person in the room. It's a nervous laughter, I'm sure. I'm sure that's what it is. Well, I know because I'm the smartest person in the room. I heard an interesting interview the other day. It was really, really interesting. I think it was actually Michael Knowles. This guy is one of, theoretically, I think he's one of, maybe 10 or 15 people in the entire world. His IQ is considered to be about 200 or maybe possibly more. And there's only a dozen people in the world that have that kind of IQ. Can you imagine sitting down and talking to somebody like that? I mean, most people who have that kind of an IQ they have some social issues. They have a lot of social, issues. They can't socially interact or relate to anybody because it's very difficult. When that guy walks in the room, he would probably walk up to me and talk to me and feel comfortable. But most people he would feel uncomfortable talking to because of their. I wonder what he feels like when he walks in and realizes I'm the smartest person in the room, and yet he has an IQ of 200. I wonder how that goes for him. Just curious. Somebody, probably a better analogy would be I'm the Forrest Gump in the room, but we won't go there. So the We have some issues here with this Ryan Macbeth guy. He kind of analyzes this Saxon guy, aerospace. Sounds like a big company. Apparently, now according to Macbeth, he just poo-poos this guy. And of course, this is very typical of someone who thinks they're the smartest person in the room. They get a little bit overzealous with their degrading of someone else's opinions. And Saxon has some opinions. He's got some information. He got some things wrong in his historical accounts and things he was saying. But the key here, the thing to remember, is that what he's saying is partially true. Saxon was saying, he's got a perspective, he's got an opinion, and he says it right at the very beginning. He doesn't want to spread any misinformation, but he hasn't bounced it off of anybody else. He was just giving his opinion on something, and he kind of rattled on for a long time, made some inferences, and of course, now this is being used as this guy's a professional. He's head of this aerospace company. He's got top secret security. Now, this guy, I don't know if he even, I think he might say he's got security clearance. I'm not sure if he actually said he does. But if he did say that, I've had security clearance with companies and even government agencies it's not security clearance. It's not, people confuse, sometimes they can confuse what is essentially an NDA. There are some agencies that have something that they call, we have to sign this for security. It's a security clearance or whatever they call it, but it's just like secret, not top secret, not read. You don't have access to everything. You can be read into certain things. If you need to know, you have the ability to, they can tell you things if you have a certain clearance, but otherwise you can't just go, digging in through all the secrets of the country. It's more of a passive security clearance. You can't actively go in and just dig around the halls of the security skiff and get what you want. You have to. By the way, the security skiffs are what's creepy about those things is that this is information that the intelligence agencies will allow our government officials to look at. Right now, we have very stark. Thing happening, in my opinion, these drones are, the government knows. There's just somebody in a government agency somewhere that knows what these drones are doing. These aren't just flying around. I guarantee you, the size of these drones, the type of drones that they are, if they were not approved to be flying around, the FAA would be all over the top of this thing. I guarantee you, there's a whole division of UAS that would be all over this thing right now if it was, and it's continuing. It's this thing. I saw a report this morning. This was put out 21 hours ago, so just yesterday. And he's spot. I haven't watched the whole video yet. It looks like I just kind of skimmed through some things. It looks like he's got some pictures of some drones that he saw flying around. That means that if they are flying these things around still, that you would think that if with all the attention that they would have shut it down by now. So why are they, the press that they're getting, unless the intention is to get attention. The intention is the attention. In other words, they want to stir up a mess. And my thing from the very beginning on this thing has been that there is the DOD or the conducting some kind of operations, and they're trying to get some kind of hysteria around this thing, especially when there are 12 of them following a Coast Guard ship. Well, that's going to go on a report somewhere. Now, do we have some terrorist cells that are trying to do something? And if they are, don't you think that this would put them on high alert? You don't want to expose yourself too much here. And in my opinion, if these are terrorists, once they're onto you, you'd be shutting down and hunkering down and not doing anything. It's pretty brazen if they're continuing to do this stuff. So the longer you go with it, the more opportunity there is for you to get discovered. My opinion is they know who this is. This has been going on for weeks now. So it's they know who this is if they're still flying these drones around. Now, I believe that they're probably set off to do they have some kind of legitimate reason to do this drone flying, whether it's just testing drones, whether it's testing infrastructure, whatever it is, whatever they're trying to do, testing defense systems. This is government related. There's a government agency, I guarantee, that knows what's going on here. Now, there is a particular government agency, and I've said this from nearly the beginning of this whole thing, from what I can put together. They're trying to influence legislation. They're trying to create hysteria. They're trying to create fear in the hearts of people. Because, they've never done that before, COVID. They've never done that before, 9/11. They've never done that before, where they've manipulated fear, used fear to manipulate legislation and create agencies and get more budget money and all kinds of things that they would do. So just keep that in mind. That's how these nefarious deep state folks work. It's all about funding. It's all about longevity with their agency, their ability to control and dig and get more information because they're keeping us safe. Keeping themselves safe is what they're doing. So, this is my opinion on this thing. And I'm sorry, I mean, the last couple shows have been just mostly droning on about drones. But the reality of it is it's gotten to be kind of a hot topic. In the meantime, I just don't think that there's this Macbeth guy. He goes on to talk about this guy, and he kind of belittles him quite a bit. He says, looks like there's maybe five people working for his company, and he says all this, and that he's wrong about that. And he goes through this whole history lesson about this nuclear weapon he thinks that disappeared from Ukraine. Somehow it got to the United States without, it got smuggled here to the United States, and it's here somewhere. Now here's what I don't even think he covers this. I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I listened to almost all of it. I didn't listen to the very end. Maybe last 3 minutes he said something different. Usually it's just an advertisement for his merch, which by the way, you don't get on this channel. You don't get advertisements here. I don't sell merch. I don't do any of that stuff. It's complete content. It's 100% fat-free content. Well, maybe a little fat. Mostly fat, probably, actually. It's kind of like very fat bacon, I guess. Once in a while, there's a bite with some meat in it. Mostly just fat. So Macbeth goes through this whole thing and doesn't talk about one thing that it could possibly be. And this is, it doesn't necessarily have to be a missing nuclear warhead or a bomb. It could very easily just be a dirty bomb type thing that they're looking for. Now they do have some equipment that they can detect. However, it's fairly reasonably easy to cover the fissionable material. I don't know, the nuclear material for a dirty bomb. It'd be fairly relatively easy to hide that signal, that heat signal. The gamma ray signal that thing's putting off, and it's it's not that difficult. I mean, I'm just saying it's possible, relatively easily. So they probably could. Now the problem with that is anybody who's handling this stuff would be eventually be in the hospital for radiation poisoning. But they. Or they just, throw them away. It depends on how if these people are really that dedicated. And I just don't see themselves outing themselves by just continuing to fly these drones around all over the place for weeks. And these are not consumer drones, by the way. When you get up into even the DJI drones, some of those high, let's just look at it. DJI has, I think, at the top of their line, that they have a drone that can carry a 35, like a, see if it's just DJI.com, I don't know what it is, so we get here. This is, let's see, products, drone, camera drones. This one right here, the DJI Inspire 3. Let's see what we got here. Master the Unseen. Wait, why is it? I'm not seeing anything. That's why they're sleek, integrated design. Inspire 3 is a professional camera drone that adopts a fluid new design that takes aerodynamics fully into consideration to reduce air resistance. Looky there, it's air resistant. I just want to know what's the price on this thing. 360, this is the Inspire. Now, I think this thing's like $20,000 if I remember right. It's ridiculously priced. It's got a 3D dolly. It's got the other. I'm just going down, down, down. So okay, whatever. Let's see what it. I'm just gonna go buy now. See what it. I just charged my card. I forgot I had a card on file. Here it is, $16,499. That's just for the drone. Now this drone has a camera on it. It has the actual camera on it. There are accessories, however, that you can purchase as well. You can get the DJI RC Plus Inspire 3. It's a monitor that you can use to control this thing. And it's $1,600. So, but you know, you could very easily, you could spend $20,000 on this thing. Of course, now there's the DJI 18 millimeter. You go somewhere and start getting lenses, batteries, memory cards. Yeah, you can be over $20,000 with this thing very quickly, very quickly. Hope we don't crash it. So this is just, you know, this is just not your average, you know, teenage kid out there that's gonna buy this thing. That's what I'm trying to say. And this is just a DJI drone. This thing isn't the size of a car. Okay, this is not a huge drone. Now people could be out there building great big drones in their garage, I suppose. But it's gonna be a one-off. You're not gonna have 12 drones flying around out there. And do you have a pilot for every single one of them? Do you have 12 people in a room flying this thing? Because they can't just be that far away. You know, your transmission ability is limited. It's, you know, this, I heard this one guy say, well, I think it was actually the Saxon guy. He said, you know, it might be, you know, a couple thousand yards. But you know, if you have this other kind of thing, you could probably possibly go up to a mile, maybe two. Well, a mile is, you know, a couple thousand yards is actually more than a mile. I don't know if he has figured that out or not. You know, just 5,600, you know, feet, you know, 500, whatever it is. A couple thousand yards would be, you know, that's 6,000 feet. It's more than a mile. So a lot of his numbers just didn't, you know, on the fly. I think he was just trying to do his numbers on the fly there, and it just didn't. They weren't really adding up, and I was kind of confused by some of that. He was like, well, you're talking about the same thing. What are you talking about here? So I don't know for sure. I'm not going to play the video because you can go online. Everybody's playing the whole video of what this guy says. I'm not going to do that because it's rather lengthy, and he talks about a lot of stuff, and I'm just going to. I'll let you listen to it yourself and see what you think. But then, of course, this Ryan Macbeth guy, he hits on a lot of topics. Of course, he always talks like, oh, this is the way it is, and this is the way it is. And of course, I've caught him in a few things where he said some things that were actually inaccurate as well. Once in a while, he delves off into a realm that he doesn't know anything about. And of course, me, being the smartest man in the room, I am there to catch. I am the safety net for all these people who think they're so smart. But I know what love is. So I have. There's a. Okay. Enough of this stuff about drones. On to something else. You know, there's been. Stephen Gardner had a really good show this. I think it was this morning or last night. Interviewed somebody from the Federalist. Her name was something. I don't remember what it was. And she, I think she, what was her name? Let me take a look here and see if I can find it. Because it was actually very, very good. Well, that's not what I wanted. Shut up. Of course, he didn't put the name of the person. Brianna Lyman. That's her name. Fairly good show. And I think it was just yesterday. Let's see what the actual day is on this thing. It was 15 hours ago, so it was just yesterday, last evening. Had a live show. Live streamed a little show. he interviewed her and he talked about some things. Now, Stephen Gardner, he's interesting. He's an interesting guy. He has interesting perspective, interesting way of interviewing. He basically is a guy in his kitchen, talks to all these highfalutin people. I don't know how he gets all these interviews. Sometimes these people get on the show and they're like, I didn't know who you were, and I didn't realize you had such a big following. And I don't know how he has such a big following. I really don't. This guy's he's killing it in terms of being a guy. You know, he does a good job of interviewing, and he does a pretty good job of doing what he's doing. And it takes a whole lot of effort behind the scenes. He'll do these little shows, and he has these little interviews. He's spending a lot of time. He's working 12-hour, 14-hour days. You know, he's got stuff going on. There are some things I could tell you some things about the guy, just some observations that I'm not going to get into. Just, you know, everybody's got their issues, but he's, anyway, so in the meantime, he does this interview, and it's one of the things they kind of start talking about is, you know, whether or not Trump would be in prison right now if he had lost the election, and they would have, he would be the trophy piece. They would have gone after him. Put him in prison. It would have been a very bad thing, I think, for our nation if that would have happened. Now, I don't know if Biden might have stepped up and actually given him a pardon. Now, there's a whole lot of different ways this thing could have gone. Now, part of the problem with some of this is, though, is some of these crimes are not federal crimes. There are some that are and some that aren't. Joe Biden can't pardon. But they, you know, I could see him doing it just for his legacy, for his ability to heal. It's time to heal. It's time to heal the nation. Time to heal the nation. Yeah. Then I'll take him out back behind the bleachers and beat him up. Because I'm the good guy. Oh. That's what good guys do. Okay. Now, Trump has never made a reference like that, like he would beat up Joe Biden. Never. And yet that's what we get from Joe Biden. It's always the violent things. It's just like this whole thing with George Stephanopoulos and Nancy Mace. I talked about it yesterday. Any of these Clinton folks that worked for Clinton, any of these people who just have nothing but good to say about the Bill Clinton. No, Bill Clinton, he's wonderful. He's one of the best presidents we've ever had. Oh, you're talking about the guy who took advantage of an intern sexually in the Oval Office. Well, you know, he's a good-looking guy. Now you're stupid. Now you're just being a hypocrite because he's your guy. You think that's okay? Because who could resist the guy? He's irresistible. Guy's a pig. And yet you call Donald Trump a pig. It's the hypocrisy is just, it goes beyond belief. So now we realize that all the crap that they were, this is, by the way, this campaign that was run by both Biden and especially by Kamala. She had no substance. So the only thing she had to run on was I believe this campaign was probably the most negative campaign ever run in the history of politics. It was purely based on negativism. Oh, the economy's great. That's all we would hear was how great their achievements are, how great their things are, but they wouldn't give us any numbers on anything. And then it was always into, but Donald Trump is, he's out there, you know, saying these bad things. And even his own insider people are telling us that he's a fascist and he's a Nazi, foaming at the mouth about all this stuff, about how bad Donald Trump is. But Donald Trump, he's a felon, he's a convicted rapist. Of course, then they start getting defamation lawsuits and they start getting all this other stuff. And they lose them. He could go after so many of these people. I, you know, it's just It's one of those things where he could spend the rest of his life going after these people and probably winning most of these suits for defamation and everything else. Because their campaigns were just so full of lies, chock full of lies and negativism. And it did not work. It just didn't work. In fact, when you look at the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and you stop and think about some of this stuff, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, how ridiculous that was. Let's compare this. Okay, so the National Archives knew where these documents were. They knew that they were locked up in a room, in a secure room in Mar-a-Lago. The FBI inspected it at one point, knew that where the documents were. They suggested a different lock on the door or whatever they'd suggest. Well, they actually made security, you know, references and security recommendations. So they knew these documents were there. And then they come in and they make a raid on the place. And they want the lawyers to get out of the building. And they want the security cameras turned off. And then they go in, and then we get these pictures. These are pictures. This is evidence. Evidence that supposedly, according to Mr. AG, the Attorney General Merrick, apparently, we only speak about our cases through court filings and documents, reference. No, you don't. Somehow pictures of supposed, allegedly, classified documents strewn around the floor in boxes and all over the place, which was all staged. It was all staged. Those pictures, there's a whistleblower that said those were all staged. Okay, obviously, they were all staged. They didn't have boxes of documents, just documents scattered all over the floor. And how does a picture of those things in the process somehow get leaked to the press? And nobody gets in trouble for that. That's breaking a protocol, procedure, best practices, everything else within the FBI. But, nothing. It's kind of like what all the pictures they took of Joe Biden's garage when they were looking for the documents in Joe Biden's garage. Because we all know how those were stored, because we saw pictures of that as well, right? Those pictures were leaked. Pictures at the office at Penn, his little office there where the Chinese did a lot, you know, where all the Chinese donations came into. That's, you know, he had documents there as well. And we saw the pictures of that because, you know, then we saw the pictures of the other house where he had documents all over the house there. And they took pictures. Oh, wait, no, they didn't take any pictures of any of that, did they? Because that would look bad. And they couldn't have Joe Biden looking bad because Orange Man bad, Joe Biden good. Joe Biden, as soon as he found that stuff, oh, well, look at this. I didn't know this was here. Oh, we better turn this in. Uh-huh. Even though you showed them and knew in the process of talking to your ghostwriter for your book, because that's how these people write books, you knew that you shouldn't have those papers. They don't know I have these. I'm not supposed to have these. You literally said that to that guy. It's in the transcripts. And then when they find them, well, I didn't know I forgot. I didn't know what those were there. As soon as I knew they were there, I just turned them in right away. But it's treated totally different by the news media and by the prosecutors going after Donald Trump. All of a sudden, all that stuff, all this bad stuff, Donald Trump, all of a sudden, it's all gone. Well, not, it's pretty much all gone. It's fizzling out. Going the totally other direction now, because they realize didn't work. It was all a scam. And now they are stuck. What do they do? They really thought they were going to dirty this guy's reputation to the point where he wouldn't be able to get elected. And here we are. And there's now, because they have nothing else to do, they're doubling down again with Orange Man Bad. Oh, he's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's already making these statements about doing this and doing that. Things are bad. They're not going to quit with this guy. Now, I guarantee you, the impeachments are not going to stop. They're going to continue to try to impeach him. I don't know Nancy Pelosi. She's got to go. She's got to resign. This injury that she has now, I think he's going to probably do her in. She broke her hip. She's 80. She's 84. Boy, I tell you what, she does. She looks like she's older than 84 to me. I don't know. She's at least mentally, she's way out there. But my mom, she had dementia, and she was better shape than Nancy. She was older, but we have a really tough situation because if the Democrats ever get control of the House again, they're going to impeach him again, and it's going to be a very tough, tedious 4 years, in my opinion. They're just going to push back against everything. They're already trying to sell off all the wall building material at a government auction site. They're saying they're going to we're going to crack down on the border. We're going to crack down on the border. Yeah, we're going to close the border off. Oh yeah, we're getting tough on that border. We got that border figured out now. I guarantee you, if they would have won, that thing would have opened right back up again. It would have been ridiculous. It would have been worse than the first 4 years, in my opinion. Because they have no intention of shutting off illegal immigration. Nobody wants to stop immigration here. We want to stop illegal immigration. We want to assimilate people. We want to bring more people into the culture here. We want to. It's a freedom-loving people. We want to see more people enjoy the freedoms that we have here in this country, in this construct. Not just our resources, but our freedoms, our ideologies here. But now you got all these people coming in with all they've ever known is oppression and governments, the dictatorships. And they assume that the president's going to be a good dictator, benevolent dictator. That's what the Democrats want to be. They don't want to be they don't want to be they want to be an oligarchy is what they want to be. So it's just difficult situation, difficult stuff going on. And we're creeping closer and closer to oligarchy, but this is, we're just, the rich folks run the show. So in the meantime, folks, I just want to kind of touch on some of those things and the whole court cases and everything that's happened with Donald Trump. We need to continue to pray for Donald Trump and pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, our representatives, even local levels and up and on up. Obviously, when you see what the deep state is doing, or even mayors and maybe they're in on it. There's this one. There's one audio. I wish I would have had time to put together and play for you. This one congressman. I think he might be a senator, but I think he's a congressman. He was told by someone who's a real person who's actually inside information from one of the Alphabet soup organizations who said something about these drones, that these drones are coming, that there's an Iranian ship, mothership that's been out of port from Iran. It's very possible that it's off the coast here somewhere. Anything within 50 miles, I guarantee you the Coast Guard knows what's there. I guarantee you they do. You don't just park a ship out there capable of launching this many drones off the deck. I'm not talking about a fishing boat here. You're talking about a major vessel parked out there. And the ability to transmit for, you know, tens of miles, if not hundreds of miles, at least, to get these drones to operate. Now, there are hybrid drones that actually have a small, and I've been working on actually something like this, where you have a small motor that a small motor generator type thing that actually operates, so that you control electricity. The electricity, then, instead of having a battery, you just burn regular fuel, and you have this little. So it's like a hybrid, kind of like a diesel electric type situation. That's just a combustion electric generator. Anyway, so it improves the range, increases the range by quite a bit. But even an hour, at the speed these drones can fly, probably, you know, up to 70 miles an hour if they're really on it. So if they're off the coast 50 miles, it's going to take them almost an hour to get into where their target is. And they got to get back. So they might have 30 minutes on task. That's not a consumer drone there, folks, and that's not even a drone that most individuals could build in their garage. And what we're talking, you know, drones that possibly could fly for maybe 45 minutes, realistically, before they could become mission critical. So these things can't be flying from very far away, and it's just. Now, we got military drones that can be operated by people. You know, they operate by satellite. And you literally sit in a box here in the United States, and you're driving a drone that's flying around in the Middle East. That's possible. But that's technology that people don't have, and terrorists, and, you know, domestic terrorists certainly don't have that kind of capability within the states. And it's just this has got to be a government organization, and it's got to be our government. It's got to be one of our agencies doing this. That's just, I'm boiled it down to that. I'm standing on that pretty firmly. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But it's somebody knows. And in my opinion, this guy, this information that was fed to this guy about this Iranian ship and all that stuff, that was, this is by somebody on the inside has told me this. Well, you better consider that guy no longer your friend, because I guarantee you, you're being fed disinformation simply to lead you off track. That's all this is. This is not Iran doing this. I know people who are, you know, friends and family I've got that they just think that this is some kind of, that these are terrorists doing this, and I totally disagree. That's not adding up for me. They might try to do this kind of stuff and stay legal. Well, they're doing it because they're staying legal, because they know the laws, so they can do this kind of stuff, and they're staying legal, and I guarantee you. The stuff that they're doing, they would get a knock on the door by the FAA if this was all legal. And I guarantee you, somebody knows where these drones are going. You have to understand how good radar is now. They can get what's called a primary signal. Most airplanes have what's called a transponder. So when they get hit with a radar, they send a signal back. Gives them a registration number and all that stuff. And they give them a squawk code and all this stuff. Which just creates a better signal and more information. Tells them altitude. In MODIS situations, anyway, it gives them altitude and registration number, all that kind of stuff. Type of aircraft. It's called ATS-B, basically for aviation, so they can work with TCAS systems. Now, traffic avoidance and collision avoidance systems. The whole part of this, the whole point of this, is that when they're doing this stuff, they're doing it, you know, within certain regulations. They have lights on, they do all this stuff, and anti-collision lights. If you're trying to be covert, that doesn't work. And if you're trying to obey the laws and trying to, you still don't want to draw attention to yourself. So I'm not sure exactly. It just looks to me, it smells to me like this is a government agency of some sort. The reasons why they're doing it is all still the mystery to me. Did it start off as an exercise and now they're using it to create hysteria? Or was the whole idea to create hysteria? Did they have some kind of objective of, this gives us a reason to go up and a legitimate reason to go up and fly these things around because we're conducting exercises. At the same time, we're creating hysteria, which is what we really want to do. So I don't know, because that's, the whole thing is psychological operation, creating hysteria, creating fear, using that to manipulate us, which they have done so well in the past. Now, the thing that keeps them from getting away with that very easily is independent news agencies like organizations like, you know, this one. This is a huge, you know, worldwide headquarters here. And I'm not in the worldwide. The worldwide headquarters is so full of people, I can't even get in there today. It's just too busy. You know, I get mobbed by everybody when I go in there. It's just too much to do. So that's why I stay home, because I just do my show from here. I'm not a smart man, but I am the smartest man in the room, because I'm the only man in the room. God bless, folks. Have a great day. See ya.